think are good. I think the judicial system, you know, a place where folks can go and redress private grievances, that was a framework that has that has been great until the trial lawyers have come and really screwed that system up pretty tremendously. But you know what, the fact that, hey, if I got a beef with you, I don't have to pull out a gun or go get what I feel I'm owed, that we can go to court, I think is a good thing. The military, you know, having that national defense system, you know, I think that's something that we do pretty well, that the government does pretty well here in this country. The interstate highway system, the electrification of our country, the building out of the internet. You know, I think those are all good things that the government does. When you look at where we spend money in states across the country, we spend more money on education and health care than anything else. And I think those are areas where government tends not to do very well. I mean, we've seen how well they've handled health care, whether it's a pandemic or not. Hell, I mean, you know, I just used the food pyramid as an example of, you know, how bad the government's health advice has been over the years, telling everybody, hey, you need more bread and grains than anything else. You know, they said that not because they cared about our health. They said that because it was an economic decision for them, right? You know, hey, we grow more wheat. We're going to be benefiting our farmers. We're going to be benefiting the United States economy. Let's do that, even though probably not the best kind of health advice you could give someone. And, you know, it's probably ended up resulting in the government spending more money on health care and those issues than they would have if they kept their mouth shut. Education, you know, I'm a supporter of education at all levels. I think our public education system, definitely in this state, is broken, and I don't think it's broken because there's not enough money in it. I think it's broken because it is a system that doesn't reward our best teachers and doesn't punish the ineffective ones. So what does that mean? That means we have our governments, our local governments, spending the lion's share of our tax dollars on things that are really ineffective and things that, you know, really the only way that you're going to change them is through personal drive and personal initiative, your health, your education. You know, I can't think of things that, you know, are much more driven by personal behaviors. Well, positive outcomes are driven by personal behaviors than those. So when we start calling all of those things infrastructure and we lose sight of what real infrastructure is, and we stop focusing on those areas that government can be effective and government can do well, yeah, I don't think we're doing service to, you know, our taxpayers, our citizens, or the strength of the country as a whole, short term or long term.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Paul, it is always good to have you, my friend. I love having you on the show. I'd love to have you on more often. We will do that.
I didn't bore you with that, did I? I mean, is that my...
No.
I've been accused by that of that by my kids. So.
I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake and hanging on your every word. Paul, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great weekend coming up, and we'll talk again soon.
Kevin, you too, and I really look forward to seeing you next time I am down in lovely Las Vegas,
which will be in about a week or so, which I think is going to be absolutely fun. We're going to break some bread. Paul, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, no bread for me.
Uh-oh. He's on the wagon. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Good guy, and I love him to death. He is going to be coming into town, and we're going to get together, I think. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Raiders have placed running back Kenyon Drake on the non-football injury list. Also, Jalen Richard and Theo Riddick have been placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. Vegas Golden Knights Hockey, they have acquired winger Evgeny Dadonov from Ottawa in exchange for defenseman Nick Holden. Also, the team has made official the previously reported extension of Alec Martinez. They bring back Matthias Janmark as well, and they have also signed goaltender Laurent Brossoit to be their backup goaltender behind Robin Lehner. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour. And the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Let's start in Henderson on the Beltway, getting reports of a road hazard, some debris in the travel lanes westbound side of 215 after the Valley Verde off-ramp. If you're going that way, just keep an eye out for some stuff in the roadway there. 215 westbound, again, after the Valley Verde off-ramp. As far as accidents go, nothing to report on our Valley freeways right now. Let's try to keep it that way. North Las Vegas injury accident still being cleared from the intersection of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Owens. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. The president went to the microphones and made a little mini speech. In it, he rolled out the possibility of mandating, and they don't call it a mandate. Do you notice they have not even used the word mandate? But they are demanding that federal workers either get vaccinated or get tested on a regular basis, some onerous protocol. John Harwood from CNN, he is the White House correspondent, explained what the Biden vaccination mandate means for federal employees. Here's that.
Well, Poppy, it's a soft requirement in the sense that if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to get fired or have your federal contract cut off, but you will be subject to serious testing protocols. So it's an effort by the federal government to use its status as an employer, as the status of the president, as having the loudest bully pulpit in the country, to galvanize action by the country in response to this alarming surge in cases driven by the Delta variant. We, of course, saw the CDC this week say that in areas of higher or substantial transmission, indoor mask requirements or recommendations would be returning, even for people who are vaccinated. This is an attempt by the scientific and public health community to say, hey, we've got to do something about this. And from the perspective of President Biden, getting people vaccinated and taming this pandemic is the key to every single thing he is doing as president in terms of public health, economically, and politically. And as those vaccinations have sort of plateaued and hit a wall, he's trying to galvanize action. We're seeing some of that organically as well in some of the red states where vaccination has been slow. We've seen, of course, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell running advertisements in his state of Kentucky where vaccination rates are low. So this is all part of a broader effort to get this accelerated and get the United States on top of a pandemic that just a few weeks ago it seemed like we were on the verge of crushing.
I like Tick Siegerblum, the Clark County Commissioner, and his idea, which actually was my idea, because we talked about it, I guess, on Monday, the idea that the federal government should end up creating a slush fund where they'll pay every citizen that gets vaccinated. You'll get the jab, and you get a check for $100 or $200 or $500, whatever the number you decide on. I think that's an idea with merit. If you have, you know, they're trying to bribe people with these with this Vax Nevada thing, and they're going to do it again tonight. The governor is going to cut a check for $250,000 to somebody that just got a vaccination. Now, I don't know. Could that be me? Nobody's called my house and said, "Can you be in Reno or can you be downtown?" And pick up your check for $250,000. Nobody's done that for me yet, and I imagine I'm just guessing that if my name came up, they would probably say, "Let's pick again." Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Thursday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information. Anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So here in Clark County, the Clark County Commission looks like is going to at least consider the idea of giving out $100 checks to anybody that gets the vaccine. I can't wait for that. That will be magnificent. Folks will get the vaccine, even though they said they've said no. It's scientifically not good, but I'm going to do it for $100. I'm going to risk my life for $100. That makes sense to me. Speaking of that, the CDC has come under fire recently, and by some notable Republicans. And even a few right-minded Democrats. In fact, I don't know if you caught this, but last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel, Ted Cruz said the CDC has essentially become politicized, if you will, and they have. And Dr. Fauci has become the worst. He's gone from being the best representative for the administration, when it comes to things like the COVID-19 virus, but now all of a sudden it's like he has damaged goods. Listen to Ted Cruz last night. This is cut five, by the way, cut five with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
I've gone over this. I could spend an entire program playing your fellow Democrats and the media mob and their changing and vacillating viewpoint almost by the day. But one thing is sure is that every American was told again and again, get the vaccine, and guess what? Your life goes back to normal, and you won't have to worry what other people do. Now, is that what you heard? Because that's what I was hearing every day.
Well, you're right, and the Democrats have, from the beginning of this pandemic, treated it as a matter of politics. From the shutdowns we saw all over the country, to the schools that were closed and the kids that were hurt, to the jackbooted thugs that went persecuting people of faith who were going to church and singing in church, we saw a political agenda instead of common sense to keep us safe. And I got to say, that culminated yesterday. in the CDC's absurd decision that people who have been vaccinated must nonetheless wear masks when inside. And that decision, Sean, that's not science. That's politics. It's pure politics. You know what? Yesterday, vaccines worked. Today, they still work, but as a political matter, the Democrats decided they want to control your lives. They want everyone to wear a mask. And my view is real simple. We shouldn't have federal government mandates on COVID. That means no mask mandates. That means no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. This should be a question of individual choice. Now, look, personally, I've gotten the vaccine. My family's gotten the vaccine. That's the choice we've made. But I also believe in individual freedom and responsibility. It's your choice to decide what's right for you, what's right for your family. And you don't need a bunch of meddling bureaucrats from Washington setting a mandate and deciding you have to do this to go to work, to go to school, to get on a plane, to live. And this Democratic Party, you know, the CDC has destroyed their credibility. A year and a half ago, the CDC was one of the most respected scientific organizations in the world, and they allowed themselves to be politicized with Dr. Fauci at the helm of the politicization. And right now, their credibility is in tatters because they behave more like an arm of the DNC than an actual serious medical and scientific organization.
That's Senator Ted Cruz of Texas with Sean Hannity last night. And you know, I spent a couple of hours last night tooling around on cable news. And I watched MSNBC and I watched CNN. And you're not hearing this on those cable networks. You're not hearing this on ABC or CBS. You're just not hearing it. For instance, you're not hearing Tucker Carlson. And let's go to Tucker Carlson. This is cut three, and saying that essentially the fake news media, I guess there's no other way to say it, that they're just lying to us about the mask mandate. Here it is.
We do know fairly certainly that the news media are lying about the actual science in order to justify the new restrictions. Now, why would they want to do that? We have no idea, but that's exactly what they're doing. Here's one example. In Florida, the Sun Sentinel newspaper recently ran this headline, quote, "New COVID cases nearly double in Florida, the worst in the nation." Holy smokes. Better run to Georgia. And to show how scary this was in the state of Florida, the otherwise placid state to which so many are moving, they included a chart that shows an uptick in positive test results. You're seeing it on your screen now, and it's terrifying. So those are the test results. But actually, who cares? What matters is the harm. And what the Sun Sentinel did not include is the chart that shows COVID deaths. I wonder why. Oh, because those are near zero. And that's a very different picture, as you can see. And of course, that's the picture that actually matters. That's the picture from which we ought to be making public health policy. Now, it wasn't so long ago that all of us understood that. People like Tony Fauci, in fact, told us out loud that the goal was to keep people from dying of COVID. And that sounded very reasonable to everybody. That's why they said we needed the vaccine, and that's why millions of people took the vaccine. Now that they have taken the vaccine, politicians have decided that actually they can't part with the enormous, unprecedented levels of power they have amassed over the last year, so they're going to keep ordering you around regardless of the science. And of course, Tony Fauci is going to do his best to defend it all, because in the end, he's one of them.
Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
Yeah, the CDC, there have been no flip-flops at all. We've been totally consistent. If it looks like we repainted the slogans on the side of the barn, all animals are created equal, but some are equal to others, it's just an illusion. No flip-flops. We seem to remember that in the past year, Tony Fauci has gone from telling us not to wear masks, they're totally useless, and plus doctors need them, to wear masks or you will die, to wear three masks or you will die, to don't wear any masks at all, back to now, you'd better wear masks. And now he's telling us he has never flip-flopped on masks. So YouTube had better get to work tonight deleting all of those previous videos, or else we're going to have a lot of trouble believing Tony Fauci, and no doubt they're deleting them even as we speak.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. But the one thing I did learn in just spending a few hours on cable news, not on Fox, was that you're not hearing this from the other cable news channels. I mean, it's like this message does not exist. This idea that they're actually lying to us. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up top of the hour, Katie Williams, Clark County School Board Trustee, District B. I looked at the calendar at the beginning of the week, and I looked and I said, oh, my God, we're just a couple of weeks away from the start of school. Teachers reporting and the kids reporting. I think the kids are in on the 9th. And, yeah. And so is the Clark County School District ready for this? And now that we've got this mask mandate for everybody, does this mean that the kids are going to be wearing masks 8 hours a day in school? Wow. That's going to be difficult. Stay where you are. More to do is, by the way, Katie Williams will join us from the Clark County School Board of Trustees right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Coming up top of the hour is the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the nation. Is the Clark County School District ready for the opening of school? It's coming up on August 9th. Boy, it seems like it gets earlier and earlier every year for some reason. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the mask mandate, where all students, all teachers and staff will be wearing masks for 8 hours a day. Now, a lot of parents are balking at this. I talked with Scott Hammond, state senator in Nevada District 18, and I asked him, what's the answer? What's the alternative? And he said, hey, two words, home schooling. And he's right. The only way you can take control of this issue for your child is to pull them out of school.